This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Obviously, the Orioles back in action tonight. Ravens have been on the practice field for training camp, but I hope you're paying attention to the TBT basketball tournament. They are down to eight teams, including Shell Shock, the Maryland team. They play West Virginia, the West Virginia team, on Monday at 6 o'clock. And joining us now on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, the coach of TBT Shell Shock, it's Maryland legend Juan Dixon. And Juan, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's start here. What's this whole process been like for you, putting this roster together and this whole tournament?
It's been fun, man. I've been working with some great people, and we did our best to organize this roster to fit what we wanted to try to get accomplished as a staff. And Nima, Mo, Sean Mosley, Travis did a phenomenal job putting this roster together. And now we're here in the Elite Eight, and got to go down to West Virginia and get a big win.
How cool has it been working with the rest of your coaching staff? Because you got a couple of former teammates in Byron Mouton, Andre Collins, and then Joe Smith is in there as well.
And a couple of guys from your Coppin days too, right?
Yes, man. It's a lot of fun to be able to work with John and Ken Auslander again. And, of course, working with two of my former teammates and Dre Collins and Byron Mouton. But having a great Joe Smith, his demeanor, you know, he's like Mouton. He just brings a certain energy to the bench, positive, always positive with a big smile on their face. It's been a blast, man. We're just out here trying to coach these pros and trying to put them in the best position possible to be successful on both ends of the floor. And collectively as a staff, we've all worked really well together.
Obviously, there's motivation, right? A $1 million prize at the other end of this. But I'm sure there's also a pride factor, and like any team's got to come together, and maybe certain guys have to do some stuff that they haven't done in a while or they're not as accustomed to, and other guys have to fill roles. What was that like kind of figuring out, you know what I mean, who could do what? Who's more prepared for this than that?
Well, when Mo Smith and Travis Garrison, Sean Mosley, and Nemo Mitball was looking into the pieces we could add, it was about trying to find the right pieces when it came to the brand of basketball we wanted to play. Mm-hmm. We wanted to play five out. We really wanted to guard the basketball on the defensive end, have somewhat of a presence. This has been a lot of fun, just coaching these pros, communicating with these guys, film sessions, game planning. It's been awesome, man. And, you know, we have a really good game coming up on Monday against West Virginia. Those guys look like they've been practicing for months as well. Mm-hmm. So, we need to be more organized as a team offensively and just be ready to compete at a high level in the defensive end.
Talking with Juan Dixon's Inside Access here on The Fan. How hard was it to get used to this whole Elam ending thing? And for people who don't know, Basically as the game goes, as it comes down, I guess, quote, the stretch, they decide what the final point total is going to be, and whoever hits it wins the game.
Yeah, man, the goal is to be up. You want to be in the plus column going into the Elam ending. I tell you that because that is a stressful situation. You got Nima Omidbar right behind us, you know, letting us know the situations. And the staff is pretty familiar with it. But it's all about making the right calls, maybe the right timeout or committing the foul at the right time. But I tell you what, man, you just want to be up. You do not want to be down going into that Elam ending. You want to be up. Give yourself a good. Like, we've been tight the last three games, to be honest with you. And it's been the most stressful situation I've ever been through on the basketball court before. So it's a lot of fun. But hopefully Monday we give ourselves a nice gap going into Elam ending.
Well, take us back to that last game, because you guys were down 11 points heading into the fourth quarter, finished the game on a 21-4 run. What helped spring that comeback?
Our small ball. We put Anthony Tark, who Kent and Coach John was fortunate enough to coach at Coppin State. You know, he's a chess piece, man. He can guard 1-5, and you know, our big lineup wasn't really giving us much on offensive, defensive end. So we wanted to go small, and it worked out for us. And you know, was able to really get into the ball and protect the paint. And offensively, we was able to make some threes going into the Elam ending and down the stretch in the Elam ending. So there's something we have in our back pocket if we need to play small. But we're looking forward to Diamond Stone and LG Gill holding it down at the five position and allow us to play somewhat big. And hopefully we could play our best game going into Monday.
Well, obviously a lot has happened in all things Terps basketball related, going back to March and the turmoil and another coaching exodus and Buzz coming in and, DQ going where he went. How do you feel about the state of Terps basketball right now? Have you had some interactions with Buzz and feeling what he's putting down?
Yes, man. I love Buzz and his staff. Good energy, good vision for the program. And I feel pretty good that we're going to – have a coach in college ball for a number of years.
Talking with Juan Dixon. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he's won everywhere he's been. Yeah. So I'm pretty confident that Maryland basketball is in great hands, and I look forward to supporting the Terps over the years.
Juan, you guys take on Best Virginia on Monday. It's at 6 o'clock. I do want to ask you, our guy Jimmy Patsos just went into like the Greek Hall of Fame. Did you hear about that?
Congratulations. I did. Congratulations to Jimmy. That's big time.
Jimmy is big. We do this. We have an IA Hall of Fame, the show Inside Access. He's an IA Hall of Famer, which is probably the biggest honor of his life next to the Greek Hall of Fame.
Right. Good for Jimmy, man. Jimmy knows everybody throughout the country, throughout the world. He's a busy man, and Jimmy always been great to me and my family. So all the best to Jimmy. Congratulations on the Greek Hall of Fame. It's well-deserved.
Juan, I know that you guys have some, I guess, different ways people can get involved with some auctions and stuff like that, or different ways they can help you guys with some of your traveling costs as you hopefully continue to advance through this tournament.
Yeah, man, it's anything helps, man. You go to the Shell Shock website. We have our social media page. Nemo Mitbar has done an unbelievable job, running this organization. Getting to where it is today, and he has a vision for it. So, you know, we're going to continue to work together as one and try to, really blow this Shell Shock organization up in the near future.
Yeah, thanks, Anima. He helped set this up. Juan, good luck to you guys on Monday, man. Is it on FS1 this Monday? I think it's...
Yes, I believe it is.
Yeah, FS1, Monday, 6 o'clock. Shell Shock, Best Virginia, TBT. Juan Dixon, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Coming up next, by the way, Cordell Woodland is going to join us. He's at training camp today. He'll join us at 5:30. But purple rain in the forecast next. We'll talk a little Ravens training camp, maybe hear from some Ravens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next, here on The Fan.
Yeah, for sure. I think we probably needed some of that. You know, guys can be a little eccentric at times, but I'm more even keel, so I need to have that been brought out of me a little bit, and Jair does that for us. And, you know, everybody follows his lead when it comes to the energy and stuff, and he's only been here 3 practice days, but everybody can feel the difference with him here. So thanks to everybody upstairs for getting him here, and just glad he's on our team now.
It's Kyle Hamilton talking about the addition of Jair Alexander, who is bringing some moxie. Him and, I guess, Nate Wiggins were doing some celebrations on the field today after some pass breakups.
Well, and he's a part of this, I guess, 6 a.m. breakfast club they have going on already. You've heard Marlon Humphrey gush about him. We know, obviously, Lamar's got a different relationship going back to college. But I got to say, like, I don't usually get too caught up in this kind of stuff, but
after 3 training camp practices,
for there already to be this much just sort of camaraderie,
yes,
chemistry extra with him, that's pretty impressive.
Well, it's sort of, and I know different stages of their career, it's sort of how they were talking about Malachi Starks during OTAs and mini camp, just really blending right in and being that Raven, if you will. It's definitely a great sign.
Well,
if Jair Alexander could become a Raven for life, that would really...
Well, he's
on that 1 year.
I mean, he's on a track. He's on a track.
Yeah.
All right,
but
I mean,
Jason's going to be counting down his games.
Through 2 practices, he seems to be on an RFL track, which is unheard of.
Only 20 games at max, Jason.
He is to Raven for life as Morgan Adsett is to the IA Hall of Fame. Just shot out of a rocket.
And you're short shrifting him a little bit. He's had 3 practices.
Yeah, I thought I said 3. What
he
did
said
I say,
2. He said 2. So he's got
were they
3.
All like practices?
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know, okay. Now, Wednesday's, I think, ended early because they're ramping up. But still, he's been out there all 3 days. Hopkins has not.
Yeah.
Bone, you had a nice comment about Malachi Starks, which is a good segue. Kyle Hamilton talking about what him and Malachi Starks have been working on.
I can't pinpoint one thing. I feel like consistency and just, you know, with leading and playing next to Malachi, like doing my best to get him up to speed because he's super talented. I honestly think he's miles ahead of where I was in his NFL career, but super talented. So that's a big thing right now, just, you know, trying to help him be the best player he can be, because, you know, once it all clicks for him, he's going to be one of the best in the league. So confident saying that, and also just for myself, just, you know, keeping everything tight and making sure that, you know, whether that's zone, man-to-man, trying to do stuff after practice, and, you know, we're going against the best in the world every day. So every aspect of my game I'm trying to work on every day.
Miles away from where he was as a rookie, Jason.
I mean, 3 practices in and saying he's going to be one of the best safeties in the league. And I don't think Kyle Hamilton is someone who just throws platitudes out. Like, I don't think
it's not hyperbole.
I don't think this is like Chuck Smith. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he's got the Chuck Smith gene where sometimes he just gets on a roll and, you know what I mean? You're a centerpiece. You're a franchise player. You're going to have a career year. You're a Hall of Famer. It's not like Oprah giving away the cars or whatever. This young man has clearly made an incredible impression and opened a lot of eyes.
It doesn't mean anything. They haven't played a preseason game yet, but up till this point, you'd have to think Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh are doing backflips over the fact that they selected Malachi Starks. It just sounds like he's fit in so perfectly, and he's ready to hit the ground running because he needs to at this point, with Ardarius Washington at best coming back in November or December, where this isn't going to be a situation where he's going to be slow played like a Nate Wiggins, like a Kyle Hamilton, like a Marlon Humphrey. He's going to be playing the bulk of the snaps right out of the gate.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. But we've seen it from like moment one with Starks, like even taking over the huddle at rookie minicamp. Like, what was it? They said he was like running formations in the hotel.
look, they're this kid's going to fit in perfectly. Simple as that.
Coming up next, we will talk Ravens. We will talk Orioles with our own Cordell Woodland. He was out at practice. Get his thoughts on training camp and also trade deadline and the Orioles. Cordell joins us next here on The Fan. We're efforting to get our friend Cordell Woodland on the program. He's going to join us, talk a little Ravens, a little Orioles. A good time to be alive. By the way, Kyle Stowers has homered again today.
So. 23. Freddie Peralta wants no part of him right now.
Yeah, he's pitching around him a little bit.
Looks like it to me. It should have been 3-0.
Let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotliner on Cordell Woodland, covering the Ravens out of training camp, and also the Orioles joins us now. And Cordell, I guess let's start with the Ravens. And Tyler Loop hit a 60-plus yard field goal today. Are you buying the Tyler Loop early hype?
I mean, I'm buying that he's going to be given every opportunity to be this team's kicker. I think a lot would have to go wrong for anybody other than him to be this team's kicker this year. And I mean, Hoyland had a good day yesterday, but I know it's been talked up a lot about this being a competition, and I guess in theory it is, but in my mind, Hoyland would have to look much, much better than Loop for him to push Loop out. And even then, you know, who's to say Hoyland would be the guy? But that's going way left if it is to go that way. But right now, Loop is doing what he's supposed to do. So far, he hasn't missed a kick in training camp. I'm assuming tomorrow will be Hoyland's day because that's the way they've kind of operated this. But definitely 10 for 10 for Loop today in a 63-yarder. That's as good as it gets.
It's only three practices. They haven't even put on the pads yet. But that being said, have there been any standouts for you?
I mean, it's been today was Nate Wiggins' best day for sure. He's making plays on the ball. Had a couple of pass breakups. That was good to see. I mean, honestly, I feel like the defense has kind of been the bright spot through the first three practices of camp so far. You're getting more plays made on that side than the offensive side. And not to say that the offense isn't making plays, but today wasn't a great day for the offense. Yesterday was probably the best of the 3 days, I would say, for the offense. And the first day is kind of the first day. They're kind of just dipping their feet into the water a little bit. But Aeneas Peebles stuck out to me today, and they're not in pads, so kind of got to take that for a grain of salt. But there's one that intrigued me. He is undersized. That's a fact. But that doesn't scare me. I like his get off. It seems like he understands what works for him, and he's a guy that has to beat you off the snap. He does a good job of that, and he stays low. He keeps his leverage, and he can kind of implode a little bit of your offensive line. That in itself is a help. So he had a pressure today. He had a couple of knockdowns at the line of scrimmage. Malachi Stocks has been really good. Likely's been really good. Trying to think of, I mean, Zay's been pretty busy himself. I would say Likely has been more busier than Andrews through the first 3 days, but I don't know how much stock that really holds.
Jair Alexander was not brought in here to be any kind of savior. He's not making huge money. They've already got a really veteran core. With all that said, and he's only been here a few days, are you surprised the way people are sort of gushing about him, not just like as a football player, but as like seemingly a leader?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely brings something that maybe they were missing intangibly. And Kyle Hamilton, we spoke to him today after practice, and he mentioned just the energy that Jair comes and plays with. It's very similar to kind of Marlon, but a little bit more outgoing. It's a little louder, much louder, if I'm being honest. He's a loud personality, but I think that they need that. Kyle was talking about it today, and I think Malachi as well, just you need to be able to have confidence if you're going to be a DB in this league. If you don't, you're just going to get picked apart. And he has no shortage of confidence. And I don't really think there are many questions about his play when he's healthy. It's just a matter of can he be healthy. But I do think he brings something. I don't know if leadership is necessarily the word, but I do think he brings a element of energy and aggressiveness that this defense may have needed.
We're talking with Cordell Woodland, Inside Access here on The Fan. Obviously, training camp continues hot out there. We talked a lot yesterday that we feel, you know, knock on wood, no injuries, but this could be a pretty boring camp. Do you feel the same way?
I mean, it should be. If it's born, I think that's great news for them, honestly, because any news that comes out of – I mean, how much good news could possibly come out of camp for the Ravens?
Right.
I guess Tyler Loop looking really good. Some of their rookie guys, Malachi and Mike Green, some of those immediate impact guys looking the part. I guess there's that. But there aren't really many questions about the guys that you expect to be regular contributors for this Ravens team. So anything newsworthy probably isn't going to be that great for them. So I think that they're looking for a boring camp. They've been relatively lucky here over the last few years health-wise. So that's definitely something that's probably in the back of some people's minds. I'm not saying that you're looking for that to happen, but it just is what it is. We know how this game goes, and injuries are a big part of it, and they have been able to kind of evade that these last mm-hmm. couple of years. We'll see if that'll still be the case.
Cordell, let's switch gears to the Orioles. They made another trade earlier today, trading Gregory Soto to the Mets for a couple of prospects, one older one, one younger one, kind of lottery ticket. Do you expect them to be more active over the weekend, or do you expect a flurry of moves around deadline day?
I think it's more so probably going to be the latter. I think that they're probably going to take some of these conversations as long as they can take it. And they're going to try to milk some of these veteran guys that maybe aren't playing that great these days. They're probably going to try to get as much as they can for Morton. So that may take conversations going a couple of days longer than they wanted to. I was joking with one of the other media members today, like, how funny would it be if all of their moves are basically them just swapping out some, trading some of these bullpen arms, and we don't get some of the moves that we're all anticipating getting, because there's the possibility of that. I mean, how many years have we talked about the Orioles at the trade deadline, mm-hmm. and how often has it gone the way that a lot of people thought it would go, or the way that they thought it should have went? So I'm kind of prepared for anything. I'm not really expecting them to trade everybody that should be traded. Realistically, I just don't think that's probability-wise, it's probably not going to happen. But I do expect that most of these guys will be gone, especially these veteran guys who are on the last year of their deal. They should be gone, but I think that Mike is going to play this as long as he can to try to get as much as possible.
Cordell, maybe it's just me, but I feel like this front office is more interested in playing three-card Monty and shell games than they are, you know, and look over here, don't look over here. And right, so they want you to get caught up in, oh, we got seven of the first 90 draft picks and all that. And, you know, oh, we got 37th overall for Brian Baker. Oh, okay. And, oh, yeah, our start was, you know, our old manager wasn't really, you know, cut out for this anymore, and we had all these injuries. But we're here in July, and the only regular who's hurt is Adley Rutschman, and he had been an albatross for this offense for a calendar year and one of the least productive offensive regular players in baseball. Yet we're almost through the month of July, and all the pressure's off because there ain't no pennant race this year, and their core that they talk about, they're all playing every night. And Cordell, only Pittsburgh scoring fewer runs per game than the Orioles this month, 3.4. Oh, yeah, and they're not facing great pitching every night. And the Orioles in the month of July have a 278 on base. That's second worst in the majors. And they've got a 646 OPS. That's second worst in the majors. But I don't know. Like, are we talking enough about that? Like, is that – are we looking enough at this core and what's real and how long the now we've got a sample of them being – really, a really poor hitting team that equals the sample of when people were telling me how great they were?
Well, that's the uncomfortable part of the conversation, because then I think that's when people would really start to ask themselves, has this whole thing been a failure? Because if you're going to question, if the question is, you know, how good is this core? Is this core as good as they thought that they were? And if the answer is no, that brings into question the future. Where do you go with these guys? What do you do with these guys? And if you're talking about moving on from these dudes by this time, again, next year, I just don't see how this whole process couldn't be looked at as a failure. I mean, me and Ben, we were talking about it last night, and I'm like, first of all, like you said, the core, most of the core is there. You can't, the injury bug has been plaguing them. I'll give people that, but the core is there. They're still not scoring any runs.
Nope.
So that's you can't even argue that anymore. And for me, when I look at guys like Gunner, who isn't flat out terrible, but clearly his power numbers have just escaped him at this point. And he's still good with runners in scoring position, as Ben pointed out last night. It's just, I brought up, you don't see the fire anymore. Like, I used to watch, and I'm just thinking on Gunner just for example right now. Like, we would watch Gunner, and you look at him in the ninth inning, it looks like this dude's been playing in mud all day. It looks like he's left it all on the field. And when I watch him right now, he is, to me, is the prime example of whatever coach you have contributing to these guys at the plate, they need to be gone. Yeah. Because you can't tell me that this team, first of all, they tried to tell us for weeks that nobody's paying attention to the trade deadline. It's not affecting guys mentally. Clearly, that's not the case. All you got to do is go ask Charlie Morton, and he'll tell you. But then you have your manager now, Manzolino, basically advertising Charlie Morton in the post game, talking about he doesn't even know how much longer he's going to be on this team. So if your manager's doing that, your interim manager's doing that in the post game, you would imagine it's going to be a trickle-down effect to these guys. They're human. I don't believe they're going out there and giving it their all. They can say what they want, but the eye test is telling me another story. So I don't know if it's more about these guys not being as good as we thought, and maybe it is some of that, because even when they did have something to play for, they weren't great. But now when I watch them, it just feels like a team that is packed it in clearly, that doesn't even want to be there. And I just continue to go back to the one thing that we haven't seen this version of the Orioles team. We haven't seen them check the box of getting back up after getting punched in the mouth. I mean, from last year, from their season getting away from them getting swept in the postseason back-to-back years, from them losing key guys to injury, and it just seems like anytime anything goes wrong, it's another excuse for these guys to just kind of fall back and sulk in their own misery. And it just bears the question, their mental state, but how good are they is definitely a big focal point for sure that I think a lot of us need to ask ourselves this offseason.
Cordell, great stuff, man.
Thank you, brother.
As always, for your time. We appreciate
it. Happy weekend to you. Fine, sir.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
Hey, we'll come back with the text of the day and get you ready for BBT, Bobster, Jim Hunter. They're live at Pickles, and they're at 6 here on The Fan. Before we get to the text of the day, I'm going to ask you a question. I think I asked it earlier, but audience constantly changes. Orioles traded Gregory Soto today. When we get back on Monday, how many players, if I've set the over-under, 1.5 players traded by the time we make air on Monday, are you over or under?
I'm going over. I'm saying 2.
Isn't the more pertinent question, when this whole deadline is over, how many future Baltimore Orioles, let alone impact Baltimore Orioles, will have been acquired in return?
No, that's not my question. I want you to answer my question.
Yeah, that wasn't his problem.
Yeah, that's not my question.
The question to me is just kind of cockamamie.
You know,
because the deadline's not Monday, so it doesn't really matter.
But it's still
what
a question.
He does over the weekend. It matters what he gets in return.
Well, he's getting prospects.
Is he getting suspects or is he getting prospects?
They're prospects. The kid they got today is a prospect.
Not everybody's a prospect.
No, that's the kind of guys they're getting.
They still have like six.
Could you answer my question?
5 levels of the minors.
Could you,
if you want to count the complex,
1.5
where this 20-year-old came from?
1.5 Over or under?
12.
Okay, thank you. So you're going over.
That's way over.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's my final answer.
I don't think that's possible.
Half the roster.
That's my final answer.
I don't think that's possible. Ben, let's get to text today.
Check 1, 2, check. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day.
Okay. Text today is sponsored by Orsman Automotive. It's driven by OrsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Orsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OrsmanCars.com. Text today comes from Patrick in Reisterstown, who says, getting Soto out of here at that return is nice, but can we please move O'Hearn ASAP so we can start seeing more Kobe Mayo?
Those
things should not be tied together.
Well, they are for this franchise.
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem. I mean, they're trading real baseball players or quasi-real baseball players, and they're going to end up getting in return C- to maybe in some cases B- prospects, and some won't even be C-minus, like the 26-year-old organizational depth arm that they got as part of the Soto trade.
Who will make his Orioles debut?
That's where we are,
August.
Right? That's where we are. It's year seven, going into year seven of this thing. And that's where we are. And if you're really paying attention, there is no core. This core they speak of is just more sleight of hand and more Ponzi scheme rhetoric that they're always selling you. This team is not close. This team is not close to winning a damn thing.
Jason, will you be doing anything this weekend that will put a smile on your face?
I'll always have a smile
on
my face.
Tempur-Pedic?
We'll have an early, absolutely. Yeah, the Active Breeze. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes.
Mattress. I'll be taking my dogs for walks. Maybe go up to Harrisburg, see a minor league game with Sharkey on Sunday. We missed Travis Bazana the last time when they were at Chesapeake. He was hurt. Uh-huh. He's back. And he might be hurt by Sunday. So by the time I get there Sunday, he might not even be playing.
I don't mean
anymore.
To put you in a rage as we're about
well,
to
leave. Want to bet, Beltway Ben, want to bet 9:30 tomorrow morning. Yeah. We want to bet every day.
We haven't heard an update on the guys with a dog without a leash.
Oh,
knock wood. Yeah. I don't. I've been really That's lucky good. With that.
Since you
lately.
Threatened to kill them, they yeah. have kept their dog.
Maybe the words on the street.
And Bobby D.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, poor Bobby D. Bobby D. Thought
that guy won't forget that conversation.
I have to bail you out. Oh,
normal that, Bobby D.
That is it for us. Poor Bobby D. Coming up next, we're heading down to Pickles. It's Bob Haney. It's Jim Hunter. It's Baltimore baseball tonight, and it starts at 6 here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.